Sebastian Gorka on D-Day, political correctness blocks today's Eisenhowers, Pattons, and Bradleys from rising. By Robert Krajicek on June 6, 2019. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Donald Trump, said political correctness in today's armed services would prevent the ascendance of historical military leaders such as Dwight Eisenhower, George Patton, and Omar Bradley. He offered his analysis on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe on the 75th anniversary of D-Day. "We have lost so very, very much in terms of leadership, determination, and just forthrightness," determined Gorka. "Look at the Eisenhowers or the Pattons or the Bradleys. These individuals wouldn't make it past major in today's military, because they would be seen as iconoclasts and too much individuals who are prepared to talk the truth." Gorka added, "We have at least two generations of general officers who have been infected by political correctness, and that undermines our national security. Listen." Gorka shared an anecdote from his time as an instructor at the Defense Department's Joint Professional Military Education, JPME, system. "Political correctness infected our general officer class," estimated Gorka. "I remember an exercise that I ran. It was a six-month special course for lieutenant colonels and colonels who have the military occupational specialty, the designation strategist, so these are guys whose job it is to think strategically in the bowels of the Pentagon." As a JPME instructor, Gorka directed his class to determine the primary threat to America and develop a grand strategy to address it. This was 6 years into the Obama administration. More than half of the teams of colonels and half-colonels said that climate change and global warming is the primary threat to the United States. "That's where we are. I personally lost it." Subversion of meritocracy within the military in pursuit of political correctness pushed by woke generals, said Gorka, compromises national security. "These things have real-life consequences," he stated. "When you dilute the conditions, the standards for passing Marine Corps basic training so that women can pass, that impacts combat effectiveness. Combating those seeking to destroy Western civilization is an eternal endeavor," said Gorka. "This mission remains," said Gorka in reflecting on the D-Day invasion. "It may not be toxic masculinity with M1 rifles wading through the waters of Omaha Beach, but we face just as serious attempts to undermine Judeo-Christian civilization from within, not just without, and that's the real message for today. This isn't just history. This isn't just our grandfathers. This is an ongoing mission." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.